Mike Vernon is here. Mike's going to share a report from our deacons who are faithfully serving within our church. And so I'm going to turn the service over to Mike, and he's going to give some information.
Thank you, Pastor Tony. Thank you, Harvest Decatur, for this opportunity to share some of the financial updates. And from time to time, we take moments like this just to keep you up to date. We just finished our first quarter of 2019, and we just refinanced our mortgage. And we sensed the timing was good for another update. Also, thank you for staying. Thank you for being interested in the business of our church, and I will work at being brief. I was given 10 minutes, and I desire to honor that request. At the same time, I don't want to rush. As you all know, we are an elder-led church, and we do not vote. However, we know and understand the importance of remaining transparent with church business. We, the elders and deacons, are intentionally taking strides to becoming more transparent as leaders, especially with church finances. We value the respect and the trust you have shown us. Our deacons serve Harvest Decatur with benevolence, finance, facility. Our deacons are Alan White, Adam Godfrey, Ian McKenzie, and Doug Henderson. I also serve as a deacon, as the chairman. Our bylaws state that an elder has to serve as the chairman of the deacon board. And our topic this morning is mostly finance. And we want you to know where the money is spent, and we want you to know how we are doing with finance. And if I have time, I will briefly mention some other topics at the end. First of all, we're going to do something new this year. I got a few graphs I'd like to show you. I hope they show up okay. But I want to share some of the financial history. It was established before we moved into this building 5 years ago. The leaders agreed, and it would be prudent if we maintain in the checkbook enough money to pay for 3 months' expenses. We currently are operating under those guidelines. So the history I want to share this morning is the last 24 months in three categories: the church checkbook ending balance, the monthly expenses, and the monthly deposit. First of all, as you can see with this graph, I hope you can see, our checkbook has grown over the last 2 years. We started out with $48,770 in the checkbook, and at the end of March, we reconciled the checkbook at the end of the first quarter of 2019 with $46,431. And you can also see at the end of December of 2018, we had $104,114 in the checkbook. Our deposits look something like this over the last 24 months. Our lowest month in the last 2 years was in December of 2017. It was just over $13,000. But you will notice in January of 2018, which is our second highest, which was almost $50,000. What happens is we receive year-end tithes in December, but many times the money doesn't get deposited or doesn't show up on bank statement till January. You also notice the trend line has been progressively increasing over time. You know, we are blessed here at Harvest Decatur, and you have been faithful. And as a member of leadership, I cannot express that gratitude enough. And church, we thank you for your generosity. Lastly, I want you to see the 24-month of expenses. As you can see, we sometimes have significant swing in expenses. Usually this is due to something like an annual premium such as insurance, payment of projects, like the doors that we just installed. And these things can have a significant swing month to month. However, if you see the trend line, sorry that it's faint, our expenses have slightly grown over the course of 24 months. As our budget increases, so does the expenses. We started out around $22,000 mark over the last 24 months, and currently we're spending about $22,000. Now we're currently spending $24,000 a month. Now, if you lay these two graphs side by side, you can see the deposits are growing faster than the expenses. And again, church, we thank you. We've not had a congregation where we've had to come and ask for money. And it's apparent that God is at work, and it's to him that we give thanks and praise. Over the last few months, we have worked to refinance and obtain a new five-year facility loan. Our original five-year balloon mortgage ended in February of this year, and we all participated in an effort to reduce the mortgage, which at time was $196,788 in February. Church, you gave generously, and you will remember that we paid a total of $65,000 down on the mortgage principal, which reflects the large ending balance that you saw in December of 2018. Today, our loan is $129,870. Our debt reduction fund remains current, and we have some that are still continuing to give to that fund over the course of the last few weeks. We encourage that, and if you are able to give above and beyond your tithe, we desire to pay this loan off in the next 5 years. And we'll continue to provide updates as the years progress. 2019 brought in a new budget. Last year's budget was $275,625. In 2019, the budget increased to $289,506. Our increases this year over last year includes increases for staff salaries, expenses like bank charges. We were not allowing enough money in the budget to account for bank charges. Online giving is great, and we all agree that it's a needed convenience for us. However, it comes at a cost, and we had to make some adjustments in the budget to actually account for these fees. The greater increases come with ministry categories, such as children ministries. It went from like $2,500 to $5,000. Missions went from $22,050 to $26,046. And the total missionary ministry category, it makes up 20% of the budget. Salaries make up about 55%, facilities about 15%, and administration, things like office supplies, advertising, that makes up about 8% of the budget. To date, first quarter, our giving contribution budget is $72,376.56. Church, we have received $82,756.61. And church, again, we thank you. Just briefly, I'd like to just mention some of the things that we continue to work on and make improvements. This is a fairly large facility. It requires a good amount of work. Our bathroom project still progresses. It's been slow, but it's starting to look more like a finished room and become a usable area. And we recently installed exterior doors both up in the upper level. We did that last fall, and then last week or so, we installed exterior doors in the lower level. Other projects that we hope to accomplish this year is there's a need for replacement of concrete in the back of the youth building. We also need to do some concrete work in the cross area, which that work we started about a year ago. We're thankful for Sonia and Janet, who have been working on remodeling our conference room. It really looks starting to look great, and we appreciate that. We also have numerous other projects that we would love to do, and we will in time. Projects like the fellowship hall. Yeah, the floor tile needs to be replaced. The cost associated with this room will be significant. I received a bid on painting just the ceiling. We had kind of thought that we would take the ceiling tiles out and paint the ceiling and give it a kind of an industrial look. But the $2,000 for painting wasn't so bad. But then we started looking at the lighting fixtures and all the prep work that would have to take. It was just more than we had planned for at this time. We would love to update the lighting in this the congregation, both in the main auditorium and on the stage. And we also know we need some work done, some retaining walls outside. And we also know we're going to need a roof in about 10 years. And these projects will be significant as well. Church, again, we thank you. We thank you for your time. Thank you for your support, your generosity. And we give God the praise and the glory for what he's doing here at Harvest Decatur. Church, we want to know that we love you. We love you all. And if you ever need any clarification or you have any questions about any of the areas of finance, benevolence, or facility, feel free to pull one of us deacons aside. We'll love to take time and talk to you about that. We're here to serve you. And again, I want to thank you for just giving us these moments to share in the finances of our church.